From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A change in American policy towards Iran. Despite impassioned appeals from some of America's closest allies and members of his own administration, U.S. President Donald Trump will likely no longer certify the Iran nuclear deal, though he will not urge Congress to reapply sanctions. While this does not completely abandon the deal, it does mark a new, more confrontational stance towards Iran. The White House made the announcement early on Friday, saying the new policy instead focuses on neutralizing the government of Iran's destabilizing influence and constraining its aggression. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him, saying a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. Luyuvo Mufaku is National Prosecuting Authority spokesman.
I can assure the South Africans that the National Director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
President Zuma said the decision against him is disappointing. In Liberia, football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are early frontrunners in the presidential election, but officials said only a third of the ballots had been counted. The Liberty Party, however, wants counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for the West African nation's highest office, it is unlikely anyone will get more than 50%. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has announced it's withdrawing from UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, accusing the organization of having an anti-Israel bias. Hours later, Israel, too, announced it would be leaving the UN Cultural Organization. Speaking to reporters in Paris, UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova said the organization and the U.S. had always been interlinked.
The United States matter for UNESCO, and UNESCO matters for the United States. In fact, if you go back into history, we will see not only that United States is a founding member of UNESCO, the whole idea that you can build peace through education, science, culture, communication, is basically an American idea.
The U.S. withdrawal will take effect on December 31st. A U.S.-Canadian couple and their three children have left Pakistan on Friday after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani troops rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle from their captors on Wednesday. In addition to freeing the hostages, the operation signals a new cooperation between the U.S. and Pakistan. Nafees Zakaria is Pakistan's foreign ministry spokesman.
Both sides, both U.S. and Pakistan, they have agreed to remain engaged in the future as well for a better cooperation and better understanding of each other's concerns and also how to deal with the challenges.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis gave reporters almost no information on the operation other than to say it was a very good moment and we intend to work with Pakistan in a collaborative way to stop future terrorism, and that includes kidnapping. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding the economy than previously thought. Kim says he hopes to persuade heads of state and finance ministers to give investment in human capital the same weight it gives to transportation and other energy projects. He said that the World Bank and national officials are having a conversation right now about helping Caribbean nations hammered by a series of recent hurricanes. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54 in one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the country in years. Rescuers were desperately trying to search for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces this week, with forecasters warning of more.
That's the latest world news from VOA.